had no one in attendance, unfortunately, so there wasn't, you know, too much interest in this. We had 5 comments online. 3 were in support, 2 were in opposition. The ones in opposition, it was a concern for the loss of public lands, but these weren't lands that were currently open, and so it's more of a miscommunication. Do I have any questions from the commissioners on this process?
Seeing none, we have one individual from the public, Greg Wolkart.
Morning, Chair Carpenter, members of the commission. My name is Greg Wolkart. I am an assistant water division manager with Tacoma Public Utilities, overseeing management of the municipal watershed and our natural resources program. I'm here on behalf of Tacoma Water today just to express our continued support for this proposal. Tacoma Water serves about 320,000 customers in Pierce County in our service area. And when you consider we also have 3 partner utilities in King County that we share the water with, and when you look at that whole, we're serving about 500,000 people. This area, as we mentioned, is closed to public access. The municipal watershed is about 148,000 acres. The upper third of that, from the Cascade Crest down to Friday Creek, is open to the public, and it's used for dispersed recreation. But the lower two-thirds of the watershed is closed to the public. And so what this proposal does is to alleviate confusion from folks that want to go in and recreate. So prior to the rule simplification, it was closed. With rule simplification in 2018, it became the closed portion of the watershed became open to fishing. And with us, the landowners, not allowing entry in, and the fishing public saying, but I have a right to be here, it's open to fishing, that sets up a problem that we hope to rectify with this. Tacoma Water has a long history of supporting the department and trying to be good stewards of the landscape. We offer a watershed hunt each year in GMU 485. This is within the closed portion of the watershed. It's kind of a trophy hunting opportunity. We are working with the Corps of Engineers to reintroduce salmon upstream of Howard Hanson Dam and working with them on downstream fish passage, trying to get that done as soon as possible. We've put in several million dollars of fish habitat improvements into the upper watershed in preparation for the reintroduction of salmon, and we work regularly with RIA 9 and 10, those lead entities, on salmon restoration across the entire Green River and Puyallup systems. So, in all this, WDFW recognized Tacoma Water as the landowner of the year in their 2017 Citizen Awards, and we really prize and appreciate your faith in us and the work that we're doing. So in closing, we just want to again ask you for your support of this proposal. Thank you.
Amy.
Appreciate Tacoma Water for coming up today. I know it's been kind of a back and forth process, and you're an important partner to us and the region, and so thank you.
Commissioner Thorburn?
Yeah, I want to echo that. Thanks for coming and talking a little bit about your partnership. That was instructive, and I would like to say I really appreciate the work that you're doing with the department.
Anyone else? Okay. Thank you very much, Edward. Have a good day. We are now on